Video, bad timing, accused shoplifter returns to Walmart during Shop with a Cop event. By Amy Furr on December 15, 2025. A woman accused of shoplifting in Hartford, Wisconsin, arrived at a Walmart on December 6 and bumped into the people she most wanted to avoid. The incident happened in the middle of the store's Shop with a Cop event when officers pair with local children to check off their Christmas lists, WISN reported Thursday. The suspect, identified as 24-year-old Sophia Malik, was already wanted in connection with a felony retail theft at the same store that occurred days before when she allegedly left with more than $600 worth of items, including toys. However, when she returned to the location, she was apparently unaware that multiple police officers were there for the charity event. An image shows the suspect. In a social media post on Wednesday, the Hartford Police Department said it was a tale of truly unfortunate decision-making, then detailed the case involving the suspect. Unfortunately for her, she walked straight into Walmart during the one time of year when the store is basically a satellite police station. Officers didn't need any alerts or calls, they noticed her themselves, the post reads. With a few quick observations and a whole lot of "you've got to be kidding me," they confirmed who she was and took her into custody right there in the midst of Christmas cheer. Police Chief Scott McFarland said he was at the register when she entered and heard over his radio that an officer had noticed the suspect. The woman, who had filled her cart again, was arrested out of view of the children who were attending the event. The suspect initially told officers she was simply trying to get gifts for her children, but later admitted she was trying to steal, adding she would have again but changed her mind because of the officers inside the store, Fox 6 reported. Officers also reportedly found about $900 of stolen toys in her vehicle and she now faces a charge of retail theft. The WISN article noted she is out of jail on a signature bond regarding the case. McFarland said, "It was a win-win for us. Somebody lost in all of it, but it certainly wasn't the kids and families that we were able to help that day. It was this person who made a really poor decision and very bad timing to steal from our local Walmart." Social media users were quick to share their thoughts on the incident. One person writing, "Gotta love when the criminals turn themselves in, LMAO. The best police department ever and the dumbest thief in the state." Someone else commented,